We're on the road in the Mobile Catalyst studio today at Hooters on 4th Street, and we're here to talk about the Hospitality Leadership Training Program, a new program at USF. And joining me is the director of the program, Janet Keeler, as well as Frank Biafora, and two of the kind of high-powered curriculum input sources, which are Neil Kiefer, the CEO of Hooters, and Mike Harding, the founder of Three Daughters. Welcome, folks.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll dig in a little bit with the basic framework for the program and when it starts and what it's going to be.
I can take that. First of all, Joe, thank you for pulling us all together here. So in January, USF St. Petersburg is going to be launching a pretty unique program in hospitality. It's called the Hospitality Leadership Program, or HLP. And this was a program that really was engineered by the hospitality leaders themselves. I've been part of a couple of conversations over the past few years with industry leaders in hospitality, and they kept talking about the turnover problem and retention problem and the cost of onboarding individuals. And everybody's aware that there are already programs at the master's level and bachelor's level, but there was a hope that the university might be able to create a certificate program or training program that would be relatively rapid, that would meet the lifestyle of those individuals that go through the program. And so we've done that. It's a fully online program built by the industry leaders themselves. The curriculum is actually coming organically from the industry leaders, and we will be launching that in January.
So, Mike, when you start to break down some of the key drivers to this turnover rate, you know, people leaving for an extra quarter, an hour, or for conflict with personnel, what are sort of the main drivers that keep this turnover rate so high?
I think the industry itself doesn't have an overall training program. It hasn't really caught on in the university system. So graduating college with a degree in management doesn't really get you ready for restaurant management. And I think that a lot of the restaurants out there need better pathways to leadership. So that was kind of the genesis for this was, can we offer something that gets these young folks up to speed to become a good, solid GM? And I think that's the answer to the turnover problem.
Can you give us a flavor for what some of those management issues are that are unique to restaurants that aren't covered by the traditional education?
So restaurant management is more like being a kindergarten teacher sometimes. The job itself, and I think the business curriculum at any solid university gets you ready for finance and accounting and how to run a traditional business and become a CEO. But in order to be a great GM, you have to have those skills, and you also have to be able to run a shift. And you also have to be able to manage people that are 18 to 25. And that's where that mentality comes from. And so traditionally, you don't need a college degree to enter this program. But what you do need is that on-the-job training and then the backstop of how do I really run this business?
Wonderful. Neil, with this heavy turnover at the front line and, you know, on the floor, how does that trickle up and affect the upper management and the rest of the culture in a group of restaurants?
Well, I can only speak to our business. You know, we've been in business 36 years and founded the Hooters brand back in 1983. You know, a lot of it is franchise, but we have 26 units currently in three different states that we're responsible for, and have launched a new fast casual brand, which we have three under construction and one open, and building two regular Hooters.
And that's Hoots, right?
That's Hoots, yes. And in our company, one of our greatest strengths is our seniority of people, but it's also one of our greatest weaknesses. Of our 22 original employees from 1983, we have about 13 of us still working for us. So a lot of people don't leave. So what we're looking at is a gap in the future because me and a lot of others, we're not getting any younger. We're not going to work forever. And so having the people come up through the ranks that know our culture and our business and how we executed both internally with the employees as well as to our guests is quite important. And in the industry right now, there's just a tremendous void. As we all know, unemployment in this country is very low. All of us, or not all of us, but a lot of us worked in the hospitality interest probably when we were younger, one way or another, waitressing, dishwasher, working a kitchen, prep, whatever. And it's a transient job in a lot of ways for younger people coming up and deciding where they want to go with their life, whether they're students, part-time students. And every one of our 26 stores, I can tell you that we need workers right now. And we start above the minimum wage. So it's a program that the university is going to create here. I think it's going to attract people that are already interested in going into the industry and have some basic training and knowledge, and they're going to come out. Hopefully it's a pipeline for all of us employers in the area, in the industry.
And is it to a point where you're managing, you know, obviously affordable housing, transportation, and those sort of things in the community can be barriers to, you know, folks being able to get to the jobs that are in the places you would want to be as a restaurant. So how much do you have to go outside of the Hooters chain itself and try to have influence on those areas?
We do a lot. I mean, like here in Pinellas County, we work with the Urban League employment. I mean, different things to try to get all people from all segments of society. You mentioned transportation. We're sitting in a closed restaurant this morning at about 9 o'clock on 4th Street, as you said, and I just saw one of our employees come in on a bicycle. So there's all ways of getting there. But don't know if I'm answering your question or not, but I think we're reaching out a lot of places. In fact, last year, for the first time in our history, we hired a full-time recruiter to recruit at all levels from management down to dishwasher. And she works with all of our 26 stores to try to fill their needs on a daily basis.
Wonderful. So, Janet, how do you take all of this wisdom and knowledge in the industry and this big need and then distill that into a curriculum and a program?
Well, I think the important thing is, one, that we're listening to them, and that the other is that we're not making it so academic. We're looking at what's needed and figuring out a way to make it relevant to the students that come through the program. We're aware that many of them may have had no college experience at all. So maybe they've had a couple of years community college, but likely they haven't. So we don't want to make it so academic that it turns them off.
Right.
It needs to be relevant to their daily work lives. So we're going to be asking them to do a lot of sort of soul searching on how they work in their environment. What's the culture of the industry that they work in? You know, we're talking a lot about restaurants right now, but the program was about hospitality. So it would extend to hotels, law offices, salons, you know, anywhere where people are dealing with people. So that's one of the things we're really striving for, to make it relevant, and that they can turn their workplace really into a classroom, that they're going to be learning things every week and going back and trying them out. So I think they'll see some improvements in the relationships right away.
So Mike, one of the things that keeps people in their job and why they stay isn't the internal culture. Neil referenced that 13 of the 22 original employees have stayed, obviously is a sign of a pretty healthy culture. So how much more attention should restaurants in general pay to their internal culture than they do right now? And it's a general question, but what are your thoughts on that?
I think that you've probably nailed the absolute number one most important thing in our business. My experience with Outback, I had 18 restaurants. They're all exactly the same, 6,128 square feet. They couldn't have been any different. And the culture of that restaurant and the results of that restaurant were completely dependent on the one person who is running that particular unit. And so from the selection of that person to how much can we support that person, and that's what this program comes back to, is can we get that person further along in their career so that when they do take over that unit, when they take over that one building and they're the CEO of that spot, can they be ready for all of the intrinsics and the extras that go into it and just worry about the culture?
So Frank, can you give us a little bit of the logistics then? What's the cost? When's it run? How do people find out about it and jump in?
Sure. So the again, the program will be launched in January. The exact date is still to be determined. It'll be about 16 weeks in length. The majority of the program will be online, and many of the modules will be taught by the industry leaders themselves. Matter of fact, we pulled together folks from the restaurants and hair salons, local resorts, to help build this curriculum, and we've been interviewing them, and they're going to actually be part of the program itself. So as the students go through this program, which is online, they're also going to have an opportunity to be mentored by the hospitality leaders themselves. And that's a really important ingredient we want everybody to know about. And so when students join the program, they're going to identify issues and pain points within their own organization that they're working, and they're going to be working through this in a learning community. And that's another interesting piece of this that you don't find in other hospitality programs. Again, we're calling this a learning community, much more than just an academic program.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Janet, how do we find out more?
Well, there's a couple of ways. We have a website that they can go to, and that's programs.usf.edu/hospitality. And also they can come on September 30th in the evening at 6:30 to a reveal party at the Marine Center for Clay in St. Petersburg. We're going to have food and craft beer. Thank you, Mike Harding. And we'll be having some conversations, an open conversation with some of the industry leaders about the program. And you can come to that and you can RSVP again on that website. And there's more details on that website. So we'd love to see more people at that event.
Wonderful. And all that information will be in the article that accompanies this audio.